Good morning. Please be seated. Let us pray that the Lord opens your ears and inspires my tongue that we may proclaim the good news to you. Today we celebrate the great Feast of the Epiphany. That means many things to many people. In today's gospel alone, we could have a whole documentary series. We have people who are astrologers. We have intellectuals. We have people who are looking for something. They're seeking something. They're doing that ultimate question, who am I? What is the meaning of life? What's going on? They're on a pilgrimage. They're on a journey. They come to a place and they decide they want to meet the leader. So they meet with Herod. And there's a lot going on there. And then they talk to Herod and said, we understand there might be a king that's been born. And King said, no, Herod said, I'm number one. There's nobody here. Now, thank God they didn't have tweets in those days or they would have been inundated. However, you know what I mean and who I mean. Anyways, the whole business is very important that that's going on. And then, of course, we have the actual visit. And so they visit the Holy Family. And then they have a dream. And then they leave and they go another way. So there's a whole lot going on here in this one story. And I don't know about you, but since I've been coming to church and I've been coming since I was baptized, these characters have changed. We started out with three kings, and then we had three magi, and now we have three wise men, and God knows who's coming next. They seem to be moving along, you know. But whoever they are, they came and they were searching. They were on a spiritual quest. And it's easy to get caught up in the gifts. Oh, they're bringing gold and they're bringing frankincense. They're bringing myrrh. That's probably the one question about this reading that I get asked anymore. Well, how come if they got the gold, they were so poor? I can't answer that one. So anyways, there's all kinds of things and symbolism. What's important here is not that part of the story, but what's important here is that they were seeking, they were searching for God. They were searching for that relationship with the Almighty. They were searching, what am I being called to be? Who's calling me? What kind of relationship am I having with the higher power? Very important. And that kind of gets lost in there. And then it says, they came and they paid homage. To pay homage in honesty, honestly, and with humility, is very hard to do because we're always in that constant tension of saying, you know, we need God on the bad days and we need God some of the time, but there's always that temptation that we always don't need God all of the time. You know, we're doing that too badly, and when we need him, we'll call on him, you know. And there's that sense that we all get caught into that. We'd like it to be different, but it's not. So we coast along, and then all of a sudden things aren't going well. Oh, yes, I'll go back. God, here I am, you know. I need a pass mark, or I need to get some money, or I need to get well, or I need this to happen. So we have this kind of funny relationship with God on and off in our prayer life. And so the other thing that's important here is the first thing is that there's a spiritual quest. The second thing is that there's a sense of community. There was three people coming together. They were supporting each other. So within community, we have this wonderful sense of celebrating and helping people. It's very important that we recognize that this is about paying homage, about honoring our God, of knowing the place of God in my life, and it's also about knowing that the community, this community, is here to help us. And the community functions in all sorts of different ways, but that relationship that we have with God and that enlightenment that comes through this particular feast, they were enlightened. Now, the other thing that's going on here is kind of a side thing, is the last three Sundays, if you've been coming to church, there's been an awful lot about dreams. I mean, the first week, Joseph had a dream that it was all right that Mary was having this baby. That was all fine. And then last week, there was lots of dreams going on. He got the dream he had to leave and become an exile. And then he got to the foreign country, and he was there for a couple of years, and then he had a dream to come back. And then when he came back, they said, you're still not safe enough. You need to go up north. So there was lots of dreams going on. And I don't know about you, but one of the signs of good mental health is to have dreams. And we all have dreams. We have scary dreams. We have good dreams. We have funny dreams. We have exciting dreams. We have dreams we don't want to talk to the priest about. But, you know, we all have different types of dreams. And what happens is that we really need to reflect on our dreams. If you go to any intensive psychotherapy, they will sometimes deal with you and your dreams. What are your dreams saying? It's how we work things out. But it's one of the ways in which we can clarify and listen and hear to what's going on. Dreams, very important. People say, well, I don't dream. Well, you do, but maybe you don't remember them. Dreams are important. Or people say, oh, I have really interesting dreams. And one of the things we need to do is say, do I have dreams in terms of my relationship with my neighbor, in terms of my relationship with my God, in terms of my relationship with my community? What's going on in those dreams? Sometimes we're very restless. Sometimes they're very peaceful. But that's another whole dimension that's going on. So on this particular feast, the two gifts that are kind of the hidden gifts are the one for community and the one for our relationship with God. That's the most important one. That's the most serious one. All the other things are part of the story to make it interesting. So whether, and sometimes you see that on bumper stickers, you know, wise men seek him out. I don't know about you, but those of us who live on the West Coast, sometimes we have a little doubt when they think that there's wise people in the East. So that's not a good analogy, you know. If you said, well, wise people came from the center of the country, that would have been all right. But, you know, from the East, you know, what do they say in Newfoundland? They come from away. So these guys came from away, you know. And they might not have all been guys. We're told today in Scripture, could have been a woman amongst them. There could have been different people amongst them. And we're not just sure that they traveled on their own. There probably was an entourage with them, because they weren't just going to go, just the three of them. And so we need to dissect this and say, what is going on? And then we want to know, how does this story have any effect on society outside the wall? It's fine for us to celebrate this today at St. John's, but what does the Feast of the Epiphany have to do with anybody in the big world out there? And every so often we're lucky to have somebody who's talented, who has talent in music, and they write a song, and there's a great song, and I asked Caroline to put it in the back of the bulletin. So don't read it now, but when you go home, look at your last page. There's a lovely song there by James Taylor called Home by Another Way. And it's a great song. And it's about the visiting of the Magi. It's about who we are and how we are to react and what is our response. And he says it so well to a secular world. And sometimes we need to look for the guideposts along the way that it's not just the priests or the leadership or the bishops that are teaching, but who in our society, through the gifts of their talent, their art, or their music, collaborates with the good news. And this is a particularly good song. So I asked her to put it in. Thank you. So on your last page of your bulletin. So I did that for two reasons. First of all, I'd like you to read it. Second of all, Alistair will be happy because she'll take the bulletin home and read it. So that's two in one. So today, what does this mean for me particularly? The enlightenment, the light. How have I been touched? How have I been touched by the community? And how have I been touched by God? So in the end, I want you to think this question this week. What is my relationship with God like right now? This is the beginning of the year. We talk about prayer. We talk about meeting God face to face. We talk about prayer. We talk about meditation. We talk about relationship with God. What is my relationship? And who is God for me? It's a great question to ask people. Who's God for you? Sometimes in a workshop, I ask people to draw a picture of God. It's a very interesting assignment. I get more pictures of Colonel Saunders than anybody else, you know? Who do you think God is? This guy up there with the beard and the big stick, writing, taking the orders. No, that's not who he is. But what is our image of God? Who is God for us? And how do we relate to him? And what's he asking of us? If this is a relationship of two people, and in a good, healthy relationship, there are two people. One talks and one listens. And then the other one listens and the other one talks. Maybe if you've been married a long time, you both talk at the same time, but hopefully there's some listening going on, you know? But I think what's important is that we need to enter this relationship. And if that relationship has gone askew, this is the time to renew it. Epiphany, light, opening our minds, the gifts. what are the gifts that God has given to us? And what is the gift? What are the gifts that God is asking us to share with the community? So we need to think, what are my gifts? And what gifts can I share with the community of St. John and in the outer world? Feeding the hungry, other sorts of things. What can I do in order to help? So we need to think, God's gift to me, my gift to the church, and my gift to the world. So on this Epiphany Sunday, please listen to the song. Say, how is it that you can celebrate Epiphany every day of the year, not just one Sunday? Amen.